Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Mixed feelings for Boston sports fans this morning. The Bruins season is over. It came to a screeching halt yesterday, 6.5 minutes into overtime.
Doesn't shoot it here. The pass to the side of the net. Goal! Ottawa wins the game. Ottawa Senators win the series.
That was the call on the CBC yesterday as the Bruins lost to the Ottawa Senators 3-2 at the Garden in Game 6 of their playoff series. The Celtics fared better. They tied their series with the Bulls at 2 games each last night with a 104-95 win in Chicago. With the highs and the lows, we're joined by WBUR's Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So, first of all, what happened to the Bruins? You were at the Garden yesterday afternoon. How'd they lose?
Well, for the fourth time in 6 playoff games, the Bruins and the Senators went into sudden death overtime. And while the Bruins were able to pull out a double overtime win on Friday night, they weren't as fortunate when yesterday's game went into overtime. As you heard there, Ottawa's Clark MacArthur scored a power play goal. And that happened, as you said, 6 minutes and 30 seconds into overtime and just deflated the entire Garden. And not surprisingly, it was a somber Bruins locker room after the loss. Here's goalie Tuukka Rask talking about the Bruins and how they finished up the season.
We battled hard, ever since after the coaching change. We really came together as a group. We got in the playoffs and then played a heck of a series. And then, a lot of, I think every game was a one-goal game. So it was a hard-fought series and didn't go our way.
Now, the coaching change that Rask was referring to happened in February. That's when Coach Claude Julien, the winningest coach in franchise history, was fired. Assistant Bruce Cassidy took over then on an interim basis.
What about Cassidy's future? Do you think that he'll be back with the Bruins in the fall?
I do think he'll be back. Asked if after the game if he wanted to return next season as head coach, minus the interim tag, obviously, Cassidy said absolutely 100%. It's worth noting that the team was 18-8-1 under Cassidy, and he got the team back on track and into the playoffs after a really rough go under Julien.
All right, let's turn our attention to the Celtics. They arrived in Chicago a few days ago, down 0-2 in the series, looking kind of sluggish and emotionally hit by the death of the sister of Isaiah Thomas going in. But now the series is tied at 2 games apiece. How'd they turn things around in Chicago?
Well, it certainly helps to have Isaiah Thomas on your team and an Isaiah Thomas that's in a little bit of a better place emotionally after his sister's death. He finished yesterday's game with 33 points and 7 assists. And more importantly, I think you saw him smiling as the Celtics were putting the finishing touches on the win. That was nice to see given all he's been through. His sister's death happened one day before the playoffs began. When the Bulls took a climbed back from a 20-point deficit and went ahead 65-63 in the third, it was Thomas who came to the rescue. He led the Celtics on a 12-0 run where he scored 10 points during that run.
All right, WBUR, Shira Springer, thanks a lot for speaking to us about the Bruins and the Celtics.
Thanks for having me.